Professor Hope Jaron's office includes a lot of what you might expect from a professor of marine and environmental geology. And then there's the nail polish, several bottles brightly colored.
The vast majority of scientists I know don't think much about their nails. They're kind of caught up in other things.
But Jaron does think about her nails and her science. Last November, she broke a nail while working in the geobiology lab she runs at UH Manoa, and she stumbled onto a certain Twitter feed.
And so as a joke, I was going to tweet a photo of it and the hashtag manicure. And the computer auto-completed to Manicure Monday.
17 Magazine used that hashtag, which led Jaron down a rabbit hole of colorful digits. But as she scrolled through the stream of photos, she felt something was missing.
All these hands were just posing for a picture. You couldn't tell much about the woman attached to them. You couldn't tell what she spent her time doing, what she was going to do with her beautiful, interesting hands.
And so Jaron hatched a plan to invite her fellow scientists to contribute to the Twitter feed and possibly break some stereotypes along the way. That night, she sent the following tweet out to her 2,500 followers.
Take a picture of your hand doing something sciencey and post it to Manicure Monday, and then in big letters, polish is optional.
The response was huge, attracting manicure photos like one from astrophysicist Sarah Hurst, who had painted each of her nails to be a different planet in the solar system. Soon the Manicure Monday hashtag was filled with photos from women and men of all ages showing off their hands while working with science.
There were people with really messy hands, you know, people sticking their hands in the mud or fish guts. And we had a lot of photos that hands were just kind of the backdrop. You know, there was a tiny baby chameleon sitting on somebody's nail, or a rare fossil, or the pelvis of a hyena, you know, things that you would never see that are things that women work with every day with their hands, you know, in the context of science.
Not all the responses were positive. Some felt Jaron had drawn a line in the sand, dividing science and femininity. But Jaron disagrees. She says the slew of new photos actually bridges the two worlds, proving you can both be a scientist and have cool nails.
You know, we thought about changing the hashtag to, like, science manicure or something like that. But my point is that women scientists' hands aren't different than other women's hands, and they shouldn't be separate. What you do with your hands is more important than how they look.
Jaron continues to snap photos of herself in the lab every Monday. You can find pictures of these and more on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.